This is Senator Al Simpson. Critical acid rain legislation is again as dead as some of the lakes we want to protect because some greedy folks want to gimmick the coal markets instead of protect the environment. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, back in 1977, some very crafty House members inserted a provision in the Clean Air Act that gave high sulfur coal an advantage in the marketplace. At the time, our highly respected friend Senator Ed Muskie denounced that effort. Some of us well remember that little lesson, and never again will we allow a clean air bill to be cobbled up that way. This year, we thought we might be on the road to an important acid rain compromise, reducing sulfur emissions by some 10 million tons, but history repeats itself, and there was a crude attempt to again politically wrench the coal markets. The bill died. The American people deserve a reasonable acid rain bill. They never get it. This year's effort would have cruelly pitted various regions of the country against each other. So now, like the Chicago Cubs, wait till next year.
Al, you deserve an MD for that one. Master of distortion. For years, you sided with the polluters. You've stood in the way of every responsible measure to deal with the serious problem of acid rain that's destroying lakes and forests in many sections of the country. Now, as the presidential election campaign moves into high gear, you suddenly switch tactics. And it's not hard to see why. Both George Bush and Mike Dukakis have made strong commitments to deal with acid rain. Next year, Al, the Reagan administration won't be around to bail you and your polluter friends out. So you rigged up a cockamamie scheme to let the polluters off with a slap on the wrist. You called it a compromise and tried to slip it through in the closing days of Congress. But public interest groups spotted your devious scheme and blew the whistle. We may have to wait till next year, Al, but at least we'll do the job right. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.